Għal-bniedem il-ġinien jista' joffri ħafna iktar milli servi sempliċement ta' tiżjin għal fuq barra tad-dar. Charles Salomon huwa espert tal-pjanti indiġeni u l-fundatur ta' Garawana Creative. Huwa jaqsam bosta pariri fuq kif wieħed jista' jinkludi informazzjoni ta' xejra aboriġena fil-ġnien tiegħu, diġbek itejjeb il-benesseri mentali tal-bniedem. Bosta minna jaqblu mal-fatt li l-ambjent ta' barra mid-dar huwa ta' fejqan u serħan għall-persuna. Fil-fatt, ix-xjenza tissapportja wkoll dan il-fatt. Ir-riċerkaturi li 3 sa 5 minuti ta' ħin fil-ġnien tħares lejn is-siġar fjuri jew ilma jistgħu jqanqlu reazzjoni ta' rilassament fil-ġisem u jinaqsu mill-ansjetà, rabja jew uġigħ ieħor. Barra minn hekk studju li sar fuq pazjenti fl-isptarijiet sab li għal dawk li kellhom sodda btieqa ma' ġenbhom li tagħti għal fuq barra ta' veduta b'siġar, kellhom żjara jqsar fl-isptar u kellhom bżonn inqas ta' mediċini kontra l-uġieħ minn pazjenti li kellhom biss quddiemhom ħitan vojta x'jaraw. Fil-waqt li kull ġnien huwa ġnien tajjeb, Charles Salomon li jispeċjalizza fil-pjanti indiġeni Awstraljani, il-konservazzjoni u l-ekosistemi, jgħid li l-użu ta' informazzjoni aboriġena fil-ġonna tista' tkattar is-serħan li jġib miegħu il-ġnien.
Firstly, we have to identify what types of ways we want to heal firstly. You know, maybe stress relief or reduction, you know, improved well-being. Do we want a space that is physically engaging, that we do want to physically engage in or that engages our senses in certain ways? A lot of our Aboriginal knowledge of plants, of animals can be brought to life and those stories can really be brought to life in a way where we can really connect with our natural spaces. Which gives our natural spaces a sort of deeper meaning and you know deeper layers.
Il-ġibda lejn il-flora Awstraljana bdiet minn meta Salomon kien tifel żgħir.
My grandfather, who's a Ngarrigo man of Monero people, he grew up living the traditional way. He grew up living and understanding the land and he passed down a lot of that knowledge to my family and myself. And that sparked, I guess, a very initial interest and respect of the land.
Barra minn hekk, ġnien li jinħoloq biex iġib fejqan u serħan jista' wkoll itejjeb l-ekosistema lokali kif ukoll jattira viżitaturi speċjali.
By bringing native endemic plants into our gardens or into our spaces, we are doing so much for the environment just from that alone. From a scientific perspective, we are contributing to the natural biodiversity of our surrounding. Therefore, we are improving the life of native animals and native plants.
Kontra tal-ġonna Ingliżi li huma tipikament mimlija b'filliri puliti ta' siġar, Salomon jgħid li ġnien tipikament Awstraljan huwa iktar ġnien sporadiku.
We try and mimic the natural Australian environment because it is so beautiful. Although it's not perfectly neat, there's something about the plants and the animals and the shapes of our landscapes that are very, very unique.
Salomon jirrakkomanda li wieħed jiżra pjanti medicinali u jissuġġerixxi li wieħed jibda b'siġra tat-te.
Depends where we are in Australia because different plants have different requirements as far as climate and rainfall go. So that obviously does limit your selection depending on where you are. So there's many types of tea tree that are quite widespread in different parts of Australia. So either the Melaleuca or the Leptospermum species and it's quite easy to Google the methods in making your own tea tree oil and a lot of that information is approved and online, so you know very accessible to everyone. So you know it can be quite a fun process.
Intant, pjanti indiġeni bħal fjuri tal-banksja ma joffrux biss il-kuluri tagħhom fil-ġonna. Jispjega Salomon.
The coastal banksia is used to traditionally sweeten water, so it's a natural water sweetener. So in full flower, they come in all different colour flowers from white, yellow, red. It was traditionally put in a what's known as a coolerman, a wooden bowl or basket to sweeten water.
L-omandra longifolja magħrufa wkoll bħala basket grass hija waħda mill-pjanti favoriti ta' Salomon. Din il-pjanta tikber faċilment madwar l-Awstralja kollha u tista' tintuża għal crafts u għall-ilma tagħha.
Traditionally until today we still use it to basket weave to weave things like eel traps or string or all these different types of things. So it has all these different traditional uses. So it can be very much used in everyone's garden. So I recommend that use because people can then go and engage with local Aboriginal groups and organisations to learn how to basket weave, to learn how to bring back all those traditional uses of the plant.
Għal sekli sħaħ il-poplu Aboriġenu għamel użu mill-pjanti indiġeni Awstraljani biex jirrakkonta stejjer, sala minn ħob juża ħafna stejjer lokali biex joħloq ġonna b'diversi livelli. Eżempju ta' dan fi żmien reċenti huwa meta Salamin kien involut fil-ħolqien ta' ġnien fl-Arboretum Nazzjonali li kien qiegħed jiċċelebra l-farfett Manonja. Wieħed mill-elementi l-iktar kruċjali ta' dan il-ġnien kien li jattira l-frifet biex jirriflettu storja aboriġena tal-poplu Ngunnawal.
But also the plants have traditional uses, so it might be from medicinal to practical tool use to food. So it has so many different layers to the concept.
Wieħed jista' jikkuntattja l-kunsill lokali tiegħu biex jara jekk hemm xi organizzazzjonijiet lokali jew anzjani indiġeni li jistgħu jgħinu biex wieħed jifhem il-pjanti indiġeni fiż-żona fejn joqgħod.
Most major cities around Australia, there would be cultural hubs or cooperative services, Aboriginal community services. They would have a lot of information on who to contact in terms of understanding the local uses of the plants.